Good morning, everybody, again. This is Vance, and I get to be your host today, because every once in a while I don't get to be your host, and we'll have a couple of those days coming up in the next few months. But I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. Our guest, Ray Vincent, and I were just discussing, because, you know, sometimes with the new technology that we have with caller ID, it's always fun to see how your name or number appears on people's phones. And I've had literally people ask, you know, like Ray did this morning, well, good morning, Mr. Rogers. And, you know, I'm tempted to always blast right into that song and start singing. But, you know, at 7 a.m., my singing voice is not at its prime. So we'll spare everybody. But again, want to welcome everybody to the call. Just a quick reminder, I got a couple announcements I'll cover at the end, and reminders of what's going on in the month, what's coming up in the month of September, and then who we got on tap for the next few weeks that's going to be on the call. So let's blast right into things. When Ray and I spoke the other day, I thought, oh, this is going to be a fun one because Ray's got a lot of stuff to share. But we're gonna cram it into 30-35 minutes here and have some fun. And for those of you, I'll warn you, who are like 80% or greater of the people out there, and I used to say of Americans, but I think it's branching out into other parts of the world as well, that suffer from a back discomfort, back ailment, agony, pain, you know, whatever you want to call it. But greater than 80% of us that are out there are dealing with something in the back arena. Ray's story is exactly where he, you know, life took a turn, and then Nikan turned it right back around. So, Ray, first of all, welcome to the call.
Hey, how y'all doing? And hello to everyone.
And I guess I should have warned everybody, there's a tinge of a Cajun accent, but it's not near as strong as it could be, I know. I know everybody down in Louisiana is ramping up for Drew Brees and the Saints to come back and show the rest of the world what they got in the arena of football. But, Ray, a few months ago, as a painting contractor, life took a turn for you after spending, the bulk of your life, 25 years is a good chunk of time, in the painting industry. And, well, share with us what happened in regards to your back and kind of where you saw your future going.
Okay, well, my story really started about a year and a half ago. I had a very successful paint business. It wasn't big. I probably had three painters, you know. That was the biggest I got. But I used to work 7 days a week. Well, I guess about a year and a half ago, the housing market started getting bad, and everything started going downhill. And it was like I woke up one morning, Vance, and like somebody turned the light switch off on me. I literally didn't have any more work. I mean, it's that I didn't have any more, but I mean, it's just like not much. Well,
it kind of dried up on you.
It dried up on me. Well, to make things worse, I woke up again one night. I mean, I had this excruciating back pain that something like I never had in my life. And I didn't know what it was. So the next night, same thing. Well, literally for 2 weeks, I would go outside because I couldn't take it. I would walk around my deck in circles. Well, one night, my wife just happened to, I guess, she must have heard me go out the door. She pops her head out the door. What are you doing? I said, oh, I really don't know what I'm doing, but, you know, I'm about to pull the hair out of my head. And I said, you know, I don't have any, you know, because I lost my hair. Well, so then I proceeded, you know, I couldn't take any more. I went to a pain management doctor, and he looked at me, gave me something for the time being for the pain. He sent me to have an MRI. So I went and had the MRI, and I went back to his office, and he throws a disc in there, and I'm sitting down, and he looks at me, goes, what did you say, Ray, you do for a living again? should have my own paint business. And he said, well, man, he says, I don't know how you're doing any painting, but he said, your back's really screwed up. I said, okay. I said, well,
you were wanting him to tell you something that you didn't already know, weren't you?
Right. And so I said, well, what do you think we could do? He said, well, look, he says, I'm going to shoot straight with you, man. He says, I don't like, you know, I'm not someone that just likes to send somebody off, you know, to go see a surgeon, this and that. So well, I appreciate that. So he said, we're going to start off slow. So I went through rehabilitation. That didn't work. Got back. He sent me, I went and got the injections. I probably got three of them. They didn't really do anything. So he said, well, I guess now I'm going to have to send you to a surgeon and we'll see what he says. So I go see this neurosurgeon, went through some more tests. And after the test results and all, he sat down with me. So he said, look, Ray, he says, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. They got a lot of people out there, so all they want to do is be quick with the knife, but I'm not like that. He said, you have three levels that is messed up in your back. He said, I think I could help you. You probably need a three-level fusion, okay? I said, all right. He said, but he says, I'm telling you this. I don't recommend it. You're young, and I would prefer you to go home, and when you can't, it absolutely cannot take it anymore, come back and see me. So I go home, Vance, and, you know, continue painting and doing this and that, and it just got worse. Well, as the problem got worse, I went back to the pain management doctor, and at one point I was on some, you know, some pretty heavy medication every day, just to function where I could work. I went through that a good long while, and saw that was compiling other stuff, and you know, making me get more irritable. Affecting my family life. I wasn't getting along with my wife, my kids. You know, then I went into a state of depression, man. I wouldn't get out of bed for weeks.
Mm.
So my wife was very patient with me, and I love her to death. And you know, and one day I woke up and she said, "You know, Ray, you can't just keep going like this. We got to do something." But I know. So well, I made a decision. I said, "Let's call the surgeon." I said, "I got to do something. I can't keep taking out this pain medication." Okay. Well, I was 1 week from going see the surgeon, and I get a phone call from my cousin Fran. My cousin Fran is also a consultant. She lives in Lafitte, and she called me up and she said, "Hey Ray, how you doing? I'd like to come over and see you." I said, "Sure."
Now,
I didn't even bother asking why she was calling.
Yeah, I'm curious. Did Fran have any idea what you've been dealing with for the last year or so at that point?
She kind of knew a little bit, but she didn't know totally. I never really discussed how severe I had got. You know, she knew by, you know, just us seeing each other, you know,
mm-hmm.
for you know, holidays and stuff like that. But she didn't know really the extent of it.
Okay.
So she called me up.
So she comes over, and you have no idea what she's got up her sleeve, basically.
No, I had not a clue, man. I didn't have a clue. So she comes over, and she knocks on the door. She comes in, you know, kiss each other hello and all that. We talk a little bit. And she goes, "Demonstration." I said, "Sure." So she did the strength and balance test with the insoles. And, of course, after she did it, I looked at it like, no, it can't be. I know. So she goes, "Well, let's do it again." So I did it again, and, you know, I still couldn't believe it. I was very skeptical. I'll tell you the truth. I was very skeptical, but it really intrigued me. You know, like how all of a sudden got out his power. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a lady. You know, and I'm a man. She pulls my arm down, and I step on his insoles, and she can't budge me. So she told me a little bit more advanced. about you know, the products and stuff. And she goes, I'd like to lend you this magnetic mattress topper. It goes on top of your bed, and I'd like you to sleep on it. I said, okay. And she said, also, I'm gonna start bringing you this water. It gets your body alkaline. it has salt, minerals, and vitamins. I'd like you to drink this water also, because she says the water interacts with the magnets and helps it work where you can get all these toxins out of your body. I said, okay. Well, she leaves the mattress, and, you know, of course, being a hard head, when she left the house, I set the mattress right in the front by my front door of my bedroom. I guess about 2 weeks went by, and every day I'd walk by and I'd look at it. Well, I guess I made a mistake. One day I was walking by, and my wife seen me stop and look at it, and she kind of jumped on me and said, Ray, are you ever going to put that mattress on the bed? Look, your cousin was kind enough to come over. He's trying to help you out. So I finally put the mattress on the bed. Well, the first two nights I slept on it, I hurt so bad, I hurt worse than I hurt before. I wanted to throw it off the bed. And I told my wife, and she goes, look, you don't have a choice. Either go get surgery, or you sleep on a mattress.
I said, okay. Did Fran give you any idea that, you know, your condition could get worse?
she told me some things and stuff, you know, but you know how I was skeptical. It kind of like went in one ear and went out the other. You know, I wasn't hearing her. You know, like I said, I was really intrigued, and you know, but I wasn't listening, man. I didn't, you know, pretty much. I couldn't tell you the whole conversation. I guess I blocked it out, or you know how it is.
Sure.
I wasn't listening to her.
Sure.
So I guess it was about the seventh night. 8 day, I woke up, and when my feet hit the floor, I didn't have any pain, Vance. I didn't have any pain.
Now, before, day six, day seven, before this, when your feet hit the floor, was it kind of hunched over like a 90-year-old decrepit person, or?
Before that,
I mean, when you talk about your feet hitting the floor and not having any pain, before that, it was feet hit the floor, and what was next?
Well, it was like when the feet hit the floor, you know, I was looking for a pain pill.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, that's what I was looking. That was my morning ritual. When I got up out of bed and my feet hit the floor, that was my breakfast. That was the first thing I took. Where I could function to go to work.
Okay, so it was bad. So let's not dwell on the past. So morning eight comes around. You're pain free. What starts going through your head at that point?
You know, still being pig headed. I said, no, this can't be. How can I wake up? And I mean, when my feet hit the floor, It was like I was motorized. I wanted to start running. I'm serious. I mean, it really had me charged up. And you know, I'm scratching my head. And my wife had left to go to work already. So I go to work. Well, I didn't take a pain pill that morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I go to work, and I was painting this two-story house at the time. And 2 o'clock rolled around. I probably would have probably took two by then, again, before 2 o'clock came. I never took anything.
Hmm.
So I called my wife, and I get on the phone, and I sound really excited, and she's asking, what's wrong? I said, Kim, I said, it's 2 o'clock. I haven't taken a pain pill. You know, and she goes, I can't believe it. So I come home. I called my cousin Francis, and I told her about it, and I said, look, I said, you know this Nican stuff you've been talking to me about? I said, I woke up this morning. I said, I didn't have any pain. I said, I know you told me about it's a business. I said, I'd like you to come over and tell me a little bit more about it. Well, she comes over, and as soon as she comes over, I get her to sign me up, man. I go in the room, I throw a $100 bill on the table, and I said, give me a pair of those insoles. I said, sign me up. She looked me out like I was crazy. She says, you don't want me to tell you a little bit more about it? I said, you didn't tell me enough. I said, I didn't suffer myself. I said, if this could make me get out of pain and not have to take any pain medication, I said, I'm in. I said, I want to know more about it. So she signs me up, and, you know, I went a little step further. I told her, she told me about the tools and how to start the business, and I said, I want all the marbles. I said, I want the big pack. I mean, you know, I got a paint business, and to me, tools are very important. So I went ahead and I bought the professional pack.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'd like to make a correlation here, Ray, because you say, you know, as one who has your own business and you bought the professional pack, give us an idea, even as a painter, what have you got? Now, of course, you probably didn't buy it all at one time, but what have you got in equipment that you use for painting, dollar-wise? If someone were to go out and try and, you know, jump into that industry and have their own painting contracting business, what would they be looking at for equipment?
With everything I have, Vance, with my equipment and my trailer, that I'll tell y'all about later, about a little later, in my trailer, about $25,000.
Okay. So spending $2,500 on a professional pack, you're talking 10% of what it would take, and you already, you know, told us that you're working 7 days a week, which, yeah, the only benefit of that I heard from a dairy farmer once was that, you know, you never have a Monday, you know, because you're
right.
Always working, and there's no such thing as, you know, dreading Monday because it says continuous cycle. Now, when you registered, you buy the professional pack. This was in end of May, correct? Beginning of June-ish, somewhere in there?
Yeah, it was in June when she first came over, it was May. It was like I said, it took me probably 10, you know, a couple weeks. I slept on the mattress and on the topper, and I finally seen what was going on. It was probably the middle of June.
Okay.
And, you know, So I got all the tools, and but even though I still had all this big rush, everything came in, and I don't know why. Again, I let everything probably sit there for 5 days before I just opened it up, man.
So this is a good lesson for those of us out there. Number one. I would guess that during the however many days that you kept walking by that mattress pad, Fran probably called you like a good sponsor would to bug you about using it, and you probably just dropped. But as well, when the goods arrive, it's probably best to jump in there and start utilizing them and, you know, pick up the phone and share them with other people. Right, I want to kind of fast forward a little bit for the sake of time. What was your first encounter with people when you decided, hey, you know, because you buy the professional pack, obviously you see the business validity of this. You had that first contact of the person you introduced to Nican. Tell us about that.
Let me see.
Because I know what's happened. I know the rest of the story of you contacted quite a few people. But
right.
Well, here's a guy who knows nothing about magnetic technology. I'm not sure how much network marketing experience you have, but you know, you're kind of got that basic good old boy fundamental business as a painting contractor, and now switching to a totally different industry. And
right.
It's a big transition. So that first call, that first contact, out on a job site, or did you pick up the phone? What'd you do?
Believe it or not, you know, of course, you know, I'm a dry family. It wasn't actually a family member, but My daughter just graduated from high school, and she's going out with this nice young man that we got to love. And, you know, I didn't really know anything about it, so I said, okay. He's right here. He's all the time at my house, so I'm gonna try talking to him. So I told him a little bit about it, and, you know, I told him I'd like to show him a demonstration, give him the strength and balance test. And so I gave him the strength and balance test with the Enzos, and he looked at me, gave me the same response. I mean, he's, you know, no way. I said, okay, Kyle. I said, let's do it again. We did it again, and he looked at me, and he couldn't believe it. And so I talked to him a little bit more. And I told him how it was a business, and he's young, and he's going to school, and he works at his grandpa's transmission shop, and I just explained to him. I said, Kyle, you know, it's a networking company. I said, you're young. I said, look, I just want to let you know. I know you know me, and you know my work ethic. I'm just going to tell you that if you're willing just to try and do what I do, I said, we can build a business, man. I said, before you get my age, I said, you can be pretty well set. Well, I set a spark in his eye, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, Mr. Ray. Well, he signed up. He bought a pay in Enzos. He's kind of limited on the funds,
sure,
and stuff. But I worked with him, and he got his mom and dad. They purchased a water system, and he got a mattress and everything, and so that was how it went. That's how the first person went.
Okay, so you go into July, and as I'm sure Fran and the rest of the upline structure people got involved in kind of, you know, coaching and mentoring you, but the rest of the story is you went silver, basically your first full month in the business. I mean, you know, let's say after you had that introduction time of looking at your professional pack there for a few days, but you blast into this thing, making contacts in June, and then in July you go silver. So how many people total did you introduce in the month of July to get things going and, you know, rocking and rolling?
It was a total of six. I probably talked to 30 people.
Okay.
But it was a total of six that
came on board,
including Kyle that got in. Pretty much what really made me take off like a rocket. We had went to Expo, Vance, with my cousin Fran, me and my wife, and it was Brody Crane speaking over there, and we get there, and but my wife was still kind of skeptical, you know. She's still wondering and everything, and she sees these doctors and these nurses, and we start talking to them and everything, and you know, when we came home, she started wondering, like, oh, they got all these doctors and nurses doing this. So this must really be something. Well, that's when she kind of turned and she said, you know what, Ray? She goes, I think you really, you know, that's when you really need to do the business. I mean, I know I'm backtracking a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But what really fired me up was, Fran was talking on the phone with somebody. Had went to a house, and I didn't realize who it was, but it was Steve Bono. Okay.
Mm, okay.
And she goes, I like for you to talk to somebody. So Steve gets on the phone. He introduces himself, and he says, Ray, I said, I'd like to tell you a story. And he told me a story about himself and how he was a contractor and how it is, and everything. And you know, it kind of hit home because I was. Doing the same kind of line of work he's doing.
Sure.
And, you know, And then when he told me what he was making a month, you know, I said, come on. I said, no, come on, Steve. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no, Ray. He says, you know, he told me a story. Well, you know, he told me how he started off with his wife, with her bad back, and the whole story. Mm. And, you know, it blew my mind. And, you know, something that really I respected and really caught my eye, he said, I just want to let you know, Ray, this is like one big happy family. We all stick together, and we're going to all be there for you. I mean, Vance, this guy didn't know me from anything. I said, why is this guy telling me this?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I've never had anybody tell me that, you know, we have all these people that you can call at any time and talk to, and they're going to help you.
Sure.
And that's what really meant a lot to me, was people sticking together, because nowadays, Americans really don't tend to stick together. We kind of want to do our own thing.
Sure.
But, you know, when he told me that, it just sparked me, because, you know, what's so great other than having a big family promoting and pushing you up the ladder?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, this is great. So that July, that's when I decided I would wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I wouldn't come home at 12 at night. I mean, I just went and talked to everybody I could talk to. I mean, I'm just making a joke, but if it was a dog on the side of the road, I stopped and talked to him. You know?
So you introduced it to 30 people, and out of that you got 6, including your daughter's boyfriend.
Right.
And you generated enough activity, though, to go silver, to qualify for the convention in Cancun, and I know that because we chatted the other day, you had said that you've kind of made some decisions here, which is always kind of scary. Because what was your what was the check that you got this month? Basically, your first big check, you know, from a month's worth of work.
$1,913.
And I knew you'd know that amount right off the top of your head. But you made an investment in that, and I know that a lot of people think, well, of course, if you bought this professional pack, you know, you're going to get something back. But you generate a lot of activity, a lot of volume, and now the fun part comes in and just building from there. But you made a phone call to someone the other day, or made contact with someone the other day, regarding your future and your painting tools. Tell us about that.
Wait, say it again, I'm sorry.
Your painting tools, or your trailer.
I'm sorry. I had a friend of mine that I know, he's into construction. His name's Mark, and I called Mark up. And I said, Mark, I know a while back that you said that, you know, one day if, you know, I was ever interested in getting rid of anything, give you a call. So I said, I'm just calling you, I want to see if you're interested in buying my trailer. He goes, buying your trailer? He said, what you selling your trailer for? I said, well, Mark, I said, you know my situation with my back and everything. it wasn't getting any better. I told him about, you know, the business and the magnets and everything. I said, I'm just making a decision. I'm calling you up and see if you'd like to buy or purchase my trailer. I said, I'm not completely quitting painting, but I said, I'm going to take a reversal here. I said, I'm going all out with this business that I'm getting into, and I'm going to put painting on the back burner now.
Hmm.
You know, he says, Ray, he says, are you all right? I mean, he's talking to me like I'm crazy. I said, I'm fine, man. I said, would you like to buy the trailer? So I gave him a price. He came over. I unloaded the trailer. I took all the stickers off the sides.
Mm-hmm.
He came over and bought the trailer. I talked to him a little bit about the business and told him to pay insoles. I mean, I don't like to say the word sell, but I did a strength and balance test with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked them so much, he asked me how much it was. So,
yeah.
And I just happened to have a pair, so he bought them. So, basically now I'm doing knee can full time, and I'm doing painting on the side now.
There you go. That's got to be a big switch for your family as well, with four kids at home. And you, your wife is, what does she do for an occupation again?
My wife's an RN.
Okay.
And she's working two jobs now. She had a job a year ago. I know it's backtracking again. It's about the time when all this happened. She wound up getting laid off from, she worked for a wound care company. And, you know, thank God that she's a nurse. She probably was out of work for 2 days and she had another job. But now she works for an IV infusion company. She markets for them. And also she does home health. And, you know, it's tough. It's really tough. But we made a decision, Vance, that we talked about it for a while. You know, my paint career just wasn't going anywhere no more.
Sure.
You know, so I just made the decision, you know, with the support of all these people and, you know, family. I call everybody family now. But I've never seen so much support out of people. You know, I just can't. I still probably wake up and I can't believe it because I didn't think that you know, here in America that went on anymore.
Sure, because I would imagine you probably, even your friend Mark, you probably didn't have a whole lot of teamwork in the painting industry of other people interested in going to work for you and giving you all kinds of leads, huh?
What's that now? Wait.
Probably didn't get a whole lot of people calling that were in the painting business, calling you and sending people your direction for more jobs.
Paint jobs, you mean?
Yeah, and willing to help you come over and support you to what you were doing. Kind of different.
I was always a word of mouth business. I tried advertising, and that really didn't work to me. Word of mouth, you know, that's everything. I mean, even transition over to this, that's one thing that kind of transitioned over. What I'm doing now, you know, word of mouth to me is everything. To me, advertising never did anything for me in the paint business. You know, like you asked me, no, I had to go out and bust my behind to get leads.
Sure.
To, you know, beat the bush to get paint jobs. Nobody ever came to me. I had to go out and get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. So when you're making this huge transition, right, and I want to kind of tie a bow on our conversation here. I know you're, and I love the way you stated that Nikin is now your full-time job and you do your painting jobs on the side, which is a beautiful way to do this. And I think back to all the different people that have been successful in Nikin, and if we all took that attitude that, hey, you know, we can do that, or, you know, call that our career over there, but do that on the side and really put our heart and our soul full-time into Nikin, it makes all the difference in the world. You had mentioned when I called you this morning first thing that you kind of have an analogy for dealing with rainy days. What is that?
Okay, well, during the month of July when you know, I was, you know, I had got so much support from everybody and I was really pumped up and everybody pretty much told me you're going silver. Like at the time, I didn't really know what going silver meant. I mean, you know, they explained it to me, but, you know, it still didn't dawn on me, you know, because, I mean, there's a lot, you know, I've been trying to ingest a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, I'm getting to a point where I think I'm almost a doctor now, but, you know, from just so much information. But I came outside one morning, and it was raining, and, outside of my back patio, and right there on my wall is my meter pan, okay? And there's a little chair that you carry around with that you take out the little bag and everything, you know. The chair was out the bag, and it had a little bag kind of draped over the glass where you read the meter. And I had noticed weeks before they had a nest up there, okay? And I had seen they had eggs in it. Well, this particular morning that I came outside, I just looked up there, you know, I seen it again. I'm just sitting there. And all of a sudden, I see this little bird fly over and sit on one of the benches on my deck. And I got kind of a wrap around benches on my deck, and I'm just being still and just watching it because I could see it's kind of nervous because he, you know, probably sees me sitting there. So I just freeze and I just watched a little bird. It was a finch, and he's got something in his mouth. So I see she flies up to the nest, and I can see, you know, she's feeding the birds and everything, and she flies back off. She comes back. I must have sat there for 2 hours and watched this bird fly back and forth feeding her little chicks, and I started thinking to myself. I said, you know, it's kind of funny. I said, what is this bird trying to tell me? You know, and I started thinking about what I've learned in NECAN and, you know, how to build your business just one person at a time. You know, that person, and then you get another person. You know, another person, you inspire another person to get interested in the business of getting healthy and everything. And I kind of put everything together just watching this little bird, you know, just telling myself that this little bird was, you know, flying back and forth, feeding the little chicks one mouthful at a time, you know. And I just started telling myself, and related to the business, you know, it's just like what I'm doing, you know, inspire one person at a time, and they inspire another person. And on down the line, you know, you're building your future. And I just related to this little bird, you know, feeding, coming back one mouthful at a time, feeding these birds. All she was doing was building a future for her chicks and her.
Sure.
You know? And I just thought it was kind of neat that, you know, I could pull something from that, from this little bird. You know, it wasn't actually talking to me, but... Building a business one person at a time, and that's what NECAN is, you know.
Sure, exactly.
Going out and...
Brian, I like the way you said it, too. You're simply inspiring one person. It's not to sell product. It's not to sell anybody on the concept of NECAN or network marketing or, you know, magnetic therapies. It's simply to inspire them to take a look at what we're talking about. And that's all we really can do. And just as Fran, you know, she didn't force anything upon you because you've been walking by that mattress pad so many times.
Right.
No, it's just we're here to inspire other people one at a time and, you know, onward and upward. And, I also love the fact that Steve Bono, your upline, calls you all the way from Florida and willing to go to work for you and say, look, we're here for you. That's what this industry is all about. One last thought here that pops into my mind, Ray, is that you are building a future here. And I would imagine that with four kids, dad no longer truly having to work or having an opportunity to make a transition out of working, you know, 7 days a week. I bet they're pretty jazzed. I would imagine they're pretty excited about that.
Yes. Yeah, they're excited, and I'm gonna shoot straight. I mean, I'm not gonna pull any punches with anybody. They're excited. Plus, it's also hard. I mean, you know, because you know for once in my lifetime, I'm trying to work on a computer, something that I never did before in my life. Because I'll tell y'all honestly, I didn't even know how to turn it on. You know, so I mean, now they're not used to me being on the computer, and I'm on the phone more. You know, they're telling my wife, you know, especially my oldest daughter, she's going to college now. Dad ain't never got on the computer before. He's always on the phone. He's always on the computer. I can never get on the computer now. You know.
But I'll bet that's where they're saying, you know, this is kind of weird. Dad was always gone before, and now he's here on the computer on the phone. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you know, Ray, I know that if that expo, seeing all those doctors and other professionals, got you guys jazzed and jacked up about what the future of this about 6 weeks' time when you get down to Cancun, Mexico, that's when the lights are going to go on in full color. So, Ray Vinson has been our guest, and I want to thank you again, Ray, for your time. And this has been fantastic. And if you've got somebody that you know would relate to Ray's story, that you think this would maybe inspire them to take a more of a serious look, send them over to www.saturdayamlive.com is the recording of it. And you can always download those and record them and burn them onto CDs, whatever you want to do. But that and is something you can take advantage of. And in the next couple of weeks, really thrilled about finally getting Don Kaiser with us next week, back from a trip around the world, a training cruise, actually. And then 2 weeks from today, we've got Deborah Thompson, who will be joining us. And interesting take on Deborah. She was a registered nurse, like Ray's wife, for several years. And she said, you know, after I worked helping people physically, I decided I want to make a change and help people financially. And she got her CPA license and now does people's taxes. And as of lately, she's tearing things up with NECAN and helping them physically, financially, and many other ways all together. So Deborah will be with us in 2 weeks from today. So again, Ray, thank you so much for being on the call. And if there's anything, Ray, that we can ever do for you, don't hesitate to give us a buzz, because we
okay, Vance. Well, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I guess it's my first time being on the telephone. I was kind of nervous. I didn't remember everything what I wanted to say, but I also like to thank Harry Henderson. He's in my upline in New Orleans, and he's really been a really tremendous help. He's really taught me a lot. I didn't mean to mention him at the end. You know, if we had more time, I got more stories of some people, and you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. We'll have you back in a few months' time, and then you can share with us how Cancun impacted your life, and what a difference it's made, and and by then you'll probably have about 25, 30 people in your group at least, and we can really have some fun on a phone call.
I just like to tell everybody, you know, the products that NECAN has, they have over 40 billion customers. The thing I like to share is, don't ever think that we need to prove. The products are already proven. What needs to be proven is the people that we share them with, just to have a little bit more patience and time to understand them. I just wanted to let everybody know our products are proven, and we don't have to feel like we have to prove anything about our products. They're already proven. It's the people themselves, like I said, needs to have a little bit of patience and the time to just experience the products, and they will see a difference in their life.
No, and you're a perfect example of that, Ray, because it just takes a little bit of time, and Fran wasn't out to prove anything to you. She just was there to inspire you to take a look, just like what you're doing now. So thank you again. I appreciate it greatly, and look forward to, again, I'm gonna call you up. And,
okay, thank you.
And also,
I just want to tell everybody, just keep climbing up that mountain to your dream, because I'm going up that mountain because I want to put my hands on that president's door, doorknob. That is my goal.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, all right. Well, hey, everybody, have a fantastic weekend. If there's anything that I can do for you on my end, don't hesitate to contact me. Phone number is 503-695-5683. And until next Saturday, or until we talk, have a fantastic week.